Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Well, good morning and welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Your Partner in Law. We've been running the 8 to 9 o'clock hour here for the past four years now going on, Ted.
That's right.
We're starting today at 9 o'clock. So from now on, folks, we will be at 9 to 10 every Sunday.
Nine is the new eight.
There we go. And We're really excited about this new time slot and there'll be some new listeners out there. Hopefully all the prior, dedicated folks out there will adjust your settings on your dials and all those things and get it set up. But Your Partner in Law will now air at 9 o'clock on KTTH and Cairo every Sunday morning. So this is our kickoff 9 o'clock show.
Yeah,
if
hopefully
you will.
We'll get some more listeners, more call-ins, perhaps at a 9 o'clock hour. I think some people are still kind of sleepy at the 8 o'clock hour on Sunday morning.
Yeah. So hey, if you're just tuning in, welcome aboard and set your dial every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. If you can't listen every week, our shows are always available as a podcast. You can download them. You can go to our website. You can go to mynorthwest.com. We've got a link on our site, the KTTH app. You can grab everything there. And no excuse. You got it all.
That's right.
And all that stuff. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, folks, Your Partner in Law is brought to you by the law firm of Gregorick & Associates and other sponsors from time to time. And we are an integrated estate and elder planning firm. We do family law as well. We do lots of guardianship work. We do special needs planning, probate, of course, lots of real estate and business. So, we carry a full palette. Our show is really about planning. We try to emphasize the personal side of planning on your estate planning, but then we always blend in, well, how should your business be blended into this and what advantages you can build into your plan? What about your investments, your real estate investments, your other stocks and bonds, your retirement planning? How do we put all these pieces together? Our life is but a puzzle. And there's a lot of pieces in putting this, estate plan or your life plan, as I'd prefer to call it, a life plan, because the majority of the planning has to do with why you're alive. When you're done, we're going to deal with you for about a year or so, and then you're done.
That's it. That's right.
But for the first, 50, 60, 80, 90 years, we've got to have a plan and be working that plan. Just like any good, sound business, you've got to have both short-range, mid-term, and long-range planning. You've got to review it. You've got to keep it up to date. You have to adjust it as necessary for changes in circumstances, whether those be changes in the law, changes in taxes, changes in your personal life, your wealth or lack thereof, changes in your health, going from good to bad. Usually, we don't usually have bad going to good, but sometimes that happens. But more often than not, we've got to deal with that. Yep. And we know, folks, that the majority of you don't have an estate plan. We know this. Probably 70%+ of you don't have one, which is why we keep talking to you about it, because we see the negative consequences of not having a plan, having the wrong type of plan, an out-of-date plan, a poorly written plan. And sometimes just some things make no sense. Yeah. So we really want to help get you on that path. We believe in integrated planning with your lawyer, making sure that your attorney is on board and helping be the architect of your plan, working with your CPA, working with your financial advisors, working, if you're an investor, working with your real estate brokers. Lots of integration to make sure that everything clicks just right and you get the benefits that you are seeking. Because that's what it's really all about. And I think too oftentimes people don't consider the legal cost as part of a business transaction. Now, folks, if you're, sophisticated folks, you work at Boeing or Microsoft or Amazon or Google. they don't make decisions without talking to their attorneys.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, they might be considered an expert in their field in that. But if everybody does their job within the team, the attorney does his job, the financial advisor does their job, the CPA does their job, the mortgage broker, real estate broker, whoever's else involved in your plan, if we're all talking to each other and we have this connection, guess who benefits? You do. Very simple. It's all about you. It's like a well-honed crew team. Everybody's pulling the oars in the same time, and we got a nice straight win, and we know where we're going.
Yep. And if you don't do it right, usually it's the lawyers that are the winners, right?
So well, sure, so. Yeah. Bad planning or poor planning actually makes more money for law firms. I let the cat out of the bag every now and then, but I said, folks, if you want to look under the tent of any law firm probably, I would say the majority at least, litigation, conflict resolution, whether it's through mediation, arbitration, or trial. That's where the money's at, folks. That's where lawyers make the most amount of money, in court, in trial, preparing for trial, things of that nature. The amount of money a law firm makes from planning is minuscule compared to that. And yet it's so important. What's interesting is what leads to a lot of the litigation in the estate and elder planning area is the very fact that people have not done the planning.
Yeah.
So kind of back to, you know, the pound wise, penny foolish kind of thing, penny wise, pound foolish. I'll get it right.
Yeah, live radio. Right.
Penny wise and pound foolish. So get the facts that. Folks, we're going to be here every Sunday morning. My goodness. Whoa. Every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 now, Your Partner in Law. Check us out at yourpartnerinlaw.com. And we will hope to entertain you, hope to get to know you. And I also wanted to let you know we do a lot of speaking engagements for our own events, as well as being speakers at other people's event. About 5 years ago, the folks at Vestry, the host of Talking Real Money, Tom Koch and Dom McDonald, put together a magnificent event, and it's called Retire Meet. And it brings together under one roof, one day, 8 to 3, Saturday, February 16th. It brings it all together for you, or I should say it brings much together for you. There's nothing that could bring everything, but boy, this brings in a whole bunch from taxes, planning for women, gifting, housing, even some leisure time. How about protection from scams? Got Consumer Man, Herb Weissbaum. I always enjoy him. We're going to be speaking, of course, on legal issues that are involved in your planning and how to do a better job of planning. Just a panel of experts. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Click on events, and you're going to be taken right to Retire Meet. And here's the special. We're starting our 9 o'clock show today, and in concert with that, we're having a flash sale for Retire Meet tickets today. They're 50% off. They are a limited number. They will sell through tomorrow, but if they're sold out today, which there's a possibility, yep, they sell out today, well, you're not going to get one. You'll have to buy a regular price ticket at double the price.
Yeah, assuming we have any room, right?
So that's true.
Every year, right? We have this run-up to the date, and some people just procrastinate like they do in many other aspects of their life, and they don't get it done. And it's one of those things that we have 400, 425 perhaps, and that's it. That's the cutoff. So.
Yeah, Fire Marshal says you can't put any more in here. And you know, plus, we've got to order meals and all that. You get you get your continental breakfast. You get a gourmet box lunch. You get to meet all the presenters, speak with folks, learn about things. They'll all have informational tables out there to talk with their advisors and themselves. We'll be out there in force. We love to meet you. We just love these events to get out and meet you folks. We've met so many people and so many new clients and even a lot of existing clients. This is a good time to come and maybe get some updated stuff on your planning. But come learn from a whole bunch of, you know, both regional as well as some national experts. Got some folks from Dimensional Funds that are going to blow your socks off and what they tell you about investing. And in this turbulent times, I would tell you this event may be a life-changing event for you if you come and pay attention and learn about what's being taught at this event from the financial folks and everyone else out there.
It just gives you a really good overview of what we deal with every day and why it's so important that all these various aspects link together to properly prepare you for retirement. And ours is of but one portion of that, but nevertheless, you see a lot of things. And like I said earlier, the thing that amazes me about RetireMeet is the number of people that come year after year, because they say, every time I come here, I learn something from this event. And I'll tell you what, Rick, I'm no exception. I walk out of there every year saying, wow, I never really thought about it that way, or now I have a different perspective on investing, or whatever the case might be, or maybe I need to look at my insurance coverage and do some things like that, as all as a result of just attending what we call this learning. It's a learning workshop. That's what it is. We're not selling anything there, and it, frankly, at our events, we don't ever sell anything at all. So
nothing being sold, really. It's a day of classes. There's going to be some large classes where everybody will attend a plenary session, if you will. For the keynote speakers, I'm one. Hey, you get to hear me, keynote speaker Rick Gregrick. That's going to be so much fun. I just love it. It's a great event. But then there's going to be breakout sessions for specialty topic areas. So you can kind of say, okay, I'm going to hear the keynote speakers. I'm going to get this big, you know, overview of what we want to do. And then I've got some specialty items I can go and kind of thing, you know, learn about things that I'm interested. Maybe it's Social Security. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you're a single gal and you want to learn, well, what about issues for women? Well, it's going to be there.
I think it's great that they're doing
it. It's going to be good. I mean, it's all there. So it's really something that's a great event, and it's something that is been done for, this is the fifth year. We always kick it off at the beginning of the year because you need time to put this together, time to assimilate it and work. You know, let's get her done. Let's make 2019 for each of us a better year. And part of that just starts with taking care of ourselves. And then we can start looking at taking care of others. But take care of yourself first. Otherwise, you're not able to take care of others.
That's right.
And it's a really, really important issue to deal with. We've got a lot of tax laws changed. We've got, of course, the new income tax, you know, rules coming on board. We're all going to be learning to work through those. If you have a business, please, please, please be talking to your CPA and attorney about some of the advantages there, especially for your pass-through S corporations. Some really great benefits for all of you, as long as you're not a law firm. or a CPA firm.
How did that happen?
I guess they just don't like lawyers, so they carved us out of a 25% tax deduction.
A bunch of lawyers making the law, and they missed that one.
Kind of crazy stuff. But
our guys just
it was professional service organization. So it's kind of a goofy thing. So there's all kinds of issues there. But, you know, there's just lots and lots of different things when we get into gift taxes, we get into generation skipping. We talked at the 8 o'clock hour regarding issues for gifting to non-U.S. citizen spouses and the pitfalls there. Boy, oh boy. You know, and a lot, Ted, we have a lot of folks that come in and they've got an old trust. And it's irrevocable. It was left from dad. It's 40 years old. And it's a mess. And it's just, oh, my goodness. But it's irrevocable. Doesn't that mean it can't be changed?
Well, the answer to that is no, actually.
It doesn't mean it can't be changed, but it's irrevocable. That's and the document says this document may not be changed.
Well.
But guess what?
I still think it's changeable.
Yeah, I'm setting you up a little bit. I think most things are changeable, right?
There's always a way around anything. It's like contracts, Rick. There's not one of them that's written that you can't weasel your way out of one way or the other.
Well, it's kind of fun there. But hey, when we're looking at updating otherwise irrevocable trust, if they have features in them that are no longer relevant or viable or economically makes sense. Tax laws have changed so dramatically. The parties may have changed dramatically. I want to tell you there is a number of opportunities that the law has been developing over the last 20 years to address this situation of old trust, irrevocable trust that are, you know, they're just broken. We'll just say they're broken. They're not working the way that they should. They're not getting us the benefits. They're not getting you the benefits that you would want.
Think of restoring an old car. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
That's exactly what we're talking
about. And there's lots of ways to do that. Now, historically, there was only one way to do that. You had to go to court. And, you know, that was expensive to go to court. And, you know, quite frankly, anytime you go to court, there's an uncertainty as to the outcome. And the courts were getting really clogged up with a lot of these cases because there's lots of trusts out there that are revocable. And so legislatures around the country and, of course, us planners around the country, we started looking for different options and opportunities to fix these. And way, way back in 1999, Washington, believe it or not, was, I think, one of the nation's leaders here in developing some non-judicial means of fixing irrevocable trusts that are broken. And it's under the law we call TEDRA, which is the Trust and Estate Dispute Resolution Act here in Washington. RCW, what, 1198, I think it is, Ted?
Oh, it's one of those.
It's one. 1198-100.
They're all floating around.
1198-100, I think, but in that ballpark. Hey, folks, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after that.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there's so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do, to find out about all the different plans they offer, like the plan we got that'll pay my estate back if we never use it. Brian does have a few classes coming up in January. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com.
Much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement planning event, Retire Meet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregrick on February 16th at Meydenbauer Center for our best Retire Meet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at retiremeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Funds Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregrick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past Retire Meet has sold out. Get your tickets now at RetireMeet.com. That's Retire, M-E-E-T.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
And welcome to Your Partner in Law. This is our first show beginning at 9 o'clock. We're going to be 9 o'clock every Sunday morning here on out, so welcome aboard to all the new folks that are just tuning in for the first time. Welcome aboard. We're a legal planning show. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff about what you might want to know and learn about estate and elder planning, real estate, business, taxes. We'll talk about anything with you. And the live call-in number is 888-973-5476. That'll get you right on air with Your Partner in Law. I'm Rick Gregrick, and I've got Attorney Ted Hansen in with me today, and I believe Mr. Tom Cock is here. Are you there, Tom? Nope.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on your move to a more desirable hour.
Well, it gives me an extra hour of sleep Sunday morning.
I know. I'm a morning guy, but I always still thought Sundays at 8 was pretty early. So.
You are a morning guy. I'm always impressed.
I know.
Hey, folks, financial advisor extraordinaire Tom Koch, a Talking Real Money host, as well as principal and CEO of Vestry Financial. Welcome so much, Tom. It's always a pleasure, and I'm so looking forward to retirement.
You know, it's going to be. I know. I just heard the ad that it is the biggest and best, and truly it is. I mean, we've got people coming from Washington D.C., from Los Angeles, from Florida. We're talking about Herb Weisbaum talking about consumer stuff. Of course, you're going to be there talking about all the critical health and legal issues people need to know about, and all the mistakes you see people make. It truly is a great day. And you know, when we started this 5 years ago, we didn't know if it would work. You remember all that because you were there with us. You were kind enough to be in the beginning.
Oh yeah, we were scared to death. Are people going to come? What's it going to do? Because putting on an event like this, Tom, is a big deal.
It is, and it worked. You know, we had, I think, 250 people the first year, and so the last couple of years we opened it up a little bit more, and we take now about 425. And we will sell it out here in the next few weeks. In fact, yesterday I think we did like 80 tickets in one day. So because of the flash sale we're doing right now, half price. Tickets never be this low again. I'm not kidding you. So
that's right. The flash sale. I've been hitting that pretty hard because I want all of our listeners to take advantage of that. It's a great deal, and we so enjoy meeting everyone out there. But the flash sale ends today or so tomorrow. But there's a limited
tomorrow
number, right?
For the flash sale. Yeah, well, that's it.
There is a limited number, so they may sell out today.
Yep.
So
I don't know what they set that at. It might have been 100, 150 or something. So, but I mean, you know how good the lineup's always been, but we've added people like Pete Finland to talk about sort of the transition, the emotional part of retirement. We've added charitable giving with Julia Reed from Schwab. We added Ed Perkins, who's coming up from Oregon because apparently they didn't get the wall finished, to talk about travel. So, I mean, all kinds of...
Oh, we got Social Security, too. We've got Dr. Beeden.
And Dr. Laura Beeden coming in from Washington, D.C. to give us, you know, the inside. People make so many mistakes about Social Security. I just argued with my in-laws about this over the holidays. Like, no, don't do that. You don't do that. No, it's costly. And once you make those mistakes, that's what you're going to get the rest of your life.
Well, and people don't realize that. People don't realize, Tom, and that some of these mistakes they make in Social Security could cost them $100,000, maybe $200,000 over their retirement years.
Yeah. And it's still two out of three people that wake up at age 62 and take it.
That's right.
Shocking. They don't realize they're locking in that benefit for 25, 30 years.
I'm always amazed at the misinformation.
It really is. And I always ask people when they tell me what they believe, where'd you learn that? Oh, I read it somewhere. Or I heard it somewhere. Social Security should be something you spend a lot of time thinking about because it's going to be a big part of your retirement.
That's right. That dovetails right into your Medicare insurance and just everything you're doing. And I think that's why it's so important and why working with your company and your advisors and yourself over this last almost 20 years now, Tom, the integration and communications between the disciplines and the benefit that comes to the client. I mean, it's a little extra effort to work through. We all get that.
Yep.
But it's all about serving our clients to the best we can, and that means going that extra mile, being that fiduciary. And, you know, you are a fiduciary as a financial company, which is a rarity. There's far fewer fiduciary financial advisors than there are non-fiduciaries.
Massively more. Massively more. It's shocking. You know, and most people, when they come and see us, want to talk about making money and not losing money. They don't realize that most of the work we do is around financial planning. That's boring. It's like you said at the beginning of your show. The planning part is far less expensive after you've made the mistakes. That's when you got to get the lawyers and really pay them a lot. So the planning part of all of this is huge. It should be central to I met with a couple yesterday that have been working with a financial advisor for 5 years, and they've never talked about, well, how does our retirement going to look? How are we going to pay for it? I mean, that should be the central issue to anything. So that's really what this whole Retire Meet is built around, is helping you determine the best plan for you and your spouse or whoever so that you have something to go on into the future. So, and that's why I love it, because as you said, it's a fun event. We get to see a lot of people, talk to a lot of people. I truly enjoy it. It scares me every year because it feels like we got to get 400 and something people to show up on a Saturday in Bellevue, but it seems to work.
Hey, Tom, the very first retire meet was on, the Heart Day, Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, correct, yeah.
And we thought, oh, my God, are anybody going to show up? And yet everybody came out. What a great Valentine's gift for your gal to take her to an estate planning conference. But
there you go.
But then we said there's always dinner afterwards.
Fly at my house.
So you bought her breakfast. You bought her
a major appliance after that.
Hey, Tom, hang on. We got to take a quick break. And when we get back, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Yep.
And then we got some callers on the line. So your partner-in-law, folks, we're going to be right back.
Much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement planning event, Retire Meet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregorick on February 16th at Meydenbauer Center for our best Retire Meet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at retiremeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Fund's Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregorick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past Retire Meet has sold out. Get your tickets now at retiremeet.com. That's retire, M-E-E-T.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
From Gig Harbor to Greenwood, this is Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM. News and talk, powered by the Pacific Northwest. We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, welcome back to the new 9 to 10 o'clock Your Partner in Law right here on Cairo and KTTH every Sunday morning. Hey, Tom, you still with us?
Indeed I am, yes, sir.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to take a call from Arlena down in Kent. Good morning, Arlena. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Hey, you said you have some questions on some short-term life insurance and things of that nature. Ask away.
Yes. I'm 61, disabled, so I'm fixed income. I care for my youngest disabled daughter. I took out 23 years ago a short-term, five-year term life insurance for $100,000. My question, and my oldest daughter and I are her legal guardians. So in the case I pass away, then she carries on the care for my youngest daughter, her sister.
Mm-hmm.
My question is she taxed on the five-year life insurance?
Well, let me ask you a question about it. You said it was a short-term five-year policy you bought 20 years ago. Is it? Yes. I mean, a term policy for 5 years would be over. So I'm not sure.
Right. I just recently, a month ago, called my agent to verify that. And he said that when I hit 80, I can't renew it. But it's good until I hit 80.
In
age 80.
Okay. We'd want to confirm that.
Are you making annual premium payments on the policy?
Yes.
Okay. Is it one of those? But it is a term policy. In other words, you don't have any cash value in the policy. Is that right?
No. No okay. surrender value.
And
no.
you have received a declaration page from your carrier that you're in effect?
Yes.
The policy in effect? Okay.
Okay, Arlena, the two things that I would want to be concerned about. First off, there is no tax on life insurance when those proceeds, when they're inherited by a beneficiary. There's no income or estate or gift tax or anything like that. It's tax-free. So that's the good news.
Okay.
The better news or the better thing I want to talk to you about is since your daughter is disabled, she's under a guardianship, I assume?
Correct.
Okay. So let's keep, you know, what you can do with that money instead of just giving it over to the guardianship directly, and this is something we'd want to talk about because each case may be a little different, but we may want to consider a special needs trust for your daughter, maybe to supplement what's going on in the guardianship. But I'd have to know a lot more, and Ted works in this area a lot, but a lot of times people leave some things undone that they could have done when they have a disabled child in the planning yeah. area. So we always look for, you know, what can we do for this, you know, disabled person in the best interest in the long term and then for their financial care.
Is your daughter receiving any type of public benefits currently, any Medicaid
yes,
benefits?
She is, okay. From her deceased father.
Okay, so you do have some concerns that you need to take care of with respect to these life insurance proceeds because, generally speaking, they need to be directed into what we call a D4A trust.
Because that was my main concern because, you know, hopefully not, that if her older daughter that is willing to care for her is no longer around or for whatever reason can't do it, then what happens to my life insurance money and her guardianship, right?
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of moving parts with this. What seems like maybe a simple question, you really do have some additional concerns, primarily in that Medicaid area. And I think for most parents with a disabled child, the primary concern is making sure that that medical benefit remains intact, notwithstanding the fact that they may inherit some money this way. So there are right ways to inherit money under your daughter's circumstances, and there are definitely wrong ways to do it. So you need to talk
well,
talk
and the
to somebody
youngest
about.
One, I mean, she's an adult now. She's 22.
Yeah, but nevertheless, she's on public assistance, and those things are means-tested, which means that she's only allowed to have a certain amount of assets in order to be able to qualify for those programs. And if she were to come into money in an improper way, they would make her go off those benefits until she spent that money down in some cases. So you really need to talk to somebody yeah. about these supplemental needs trusts.
Yeah, Arlena, we've seen a lot of people's insurance proceeds be, I'll say, wasted because the person had to come off benefits, spend the money all the way down, and then go back on benefits. So there was really no net benefit to the beneficiary at all, to the disabled person.
But it doesn't have to be that.
So we want to make sure that they do get their benefits. But give Ted a call during the week. You can reach us at rjglegal.com, and our phone number's there. The office is area code 425-284-3450. Arlena, thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate you listening, and best of luck to you. Hey,
thank you.
You're more than welcome. Tom, you know, there's so many different situations that come up, but I know what I wanted to have you at least tell the listeners today a little bit about, you know, this market's a little uncomfortable for most people. You know, it's up, it's down. I mean, you look at a graph, it's kind of spooky, you know. It's like flat across the top, but then up and down every day, you know. And what you know, generically, what's going on in the market and why should people care and what might they do about it?
Well, number one, this is what you should expect from capital markets.
So we've had a period of a very long bull market that has really been, you know, there's been a couple of little bumps here, 2011, 2015, but it's basically been sort of, you know, gently up. And you really should, when you invest in stocks, expect variation, because stocks some days can look great, right? Companies can look like they're going to be very successful, and economies can look like they're moving along. And then very quickly that can turn, because very few people, for example, predicted what would happen in 2008, 2009. So you should always be prepared for stocks to have a lot of volatility. That said, when you ask what should you do, you should know, for example, how much money you need to make on your investments to get you to a place in retirement, or if you're already retired,
you're going in and out
the income you need.
You're going in and out a little bit, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to say that you really should have a portfolio that is designed for the return you need, for the time horizon you have, and for how much volatility you can take. Because you, and that's something you should understand before you invest dollar one. So if it makes you uncomfortable what happened last year with the S&P 500 losing about 6%, a globally diversified portfolio losing about 11 or 12%, then you should re-examine your overall asset allocation. However, you should not do that in light of what's happened in the last few weeks or months. It should be part of your overall plan. So, no, you should be not market timing in and out, but you should know how much you're trying to make and how much volatility you're willing to take to do that.
Now, Tom, you've used the word volatility several times, and you know, I think everybody kind of gets an idea of that, but volatility, from what I've learned from you and everything else, is that that's really the best determinator of determination. My goodness, it's the best indicator of risk. To say, you know, what risk am I putting my money at? It has a lot to do with this volatility. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. I mean, we know that really, basically, at any 5-year period, the market has always recovered, even from very deep bear market. So that's one thing to sort of keep in mind. Number two, people still view stocks. I think if you go back 100 years ago, there were very few things to invest in, and it was kind of a zero-sum game. I put money into a railroad, I either got rich or it all went away. So people still view stocks that way. If you build a diversified portfolio, and you know this very well, Rick, of 13,000 companies, it's really not going to go away unless the globe goes away, and then you're not too worried about your money, right? I mean, if the earth blows up, then how much money you have in your account is not going to matter. So, yes, we do try to talk to people about how much they can take when they see their portfolio decline by 5% or 10% or 15% or 20%. Remember, if you're 100% in stocks, you need to expect a loss of half of your money somewhere along the way. Very few of us can take that kind of, in my words, volatility, in your word, risk. So it's usually somewhere in between. And as you know, in every class I do, I ask people, you know, are you okay losing 40% of your money, knowing that it's always come back in 3 or 4 years, and almost nobody raises their hand. If you're a young person, yes, you should be that way. If you're like you and I, inching closer to retirement all the time, then no, you probably should not take that much risk and be willing to, you know, sort of risk, if you will, your capital loss. So these are very important things. If you have an advisor, they should be working with you closely on this. We actually at our website have a free risk quiz we encourage everybody to take. It's absolutely free. There's no requirement to buy anything. We're not going to call you, and it'll help you understand who you are about money, because it's the toughest part of this business. It really, truly is.
You know, I think, you know, when your clients come to you, just like when, you know, they potentially come to me, you know, I think you take the same approach. In fact, I think I learned a lot from you and Paul Merriman and everything back in the day about the value of educating folks such that they can make wise decisions rather than providing them a sales pitch. Because I think most people get provided sales pitch in this whole estate and financial planning arena. And those sales pitches oftentimes leave out, they omit a lot of the risk factors or things that people don't understand. They often play on people's emotions. But this idea of education really seems to be the critical component. What do you, is, you know, that that's just a great philosophy, and we've followed that for so long.
Well, and I want to say thank you to you, Rick, because you have worked with us for, as you just mentioned, over 20 years. You had your hand up right away when we said we're going to do a retire meet, and nobody knew how that was going to work. You were kind enough to jump in. And the reason that we've done all these classes together is because you truly do in your classes as well, kind of give away stuff. I mean, right? We do the same thing. We kind of tell you, you can go do this on your own. You can go make these changes. As you and I know, most people need a professional to do them correctly. But we're going to try to show you, here are the reasons you need to make change, or here are the reasons to set things up the way you should. So yes, we do have a true belief that people should understand them. I mean, I mentioned these people I met with yesterday morning, and they told me that, you know, every time they met with their financial advisor, afterwards they felt like they were in a big cloud and had no idea what he was talking about. Well, this industry is full, like yours, of people that want to obfuscate and make it very complex because then they can charge more. We try to do the opposite, to really simplify things so people understand, you know, sort of how generally to invest, how generally to put together a retirement plan, and then seek out professional help where you need it. So thank you again for having a heart for giving people that information, because it truly is, it makes you rather unique in this business. Let's put it that way.
Well, thank you. It's always humbling, as you say. But, you know, I just look at the plethora of things, the myriad of things that involve both the estate and financial planning area. We've got, you know, we've got to deal with business owner issues. We've got to deal with long-term care issues. We've got, you know, the gifting issues, just the core planning. And how do you, what's the best way to give to your children, you know, and then how do we prevent all this sibling fighting and different things that seems to be going on so prevalently? And this is all part of it, you know, private charitable giving. And we've got, a segment on that this year. It's the first year we're going to have that at Retire Meet, which is awesome. We're going to be talking about planned giving and charitable giving from Charles Schwab's gifting.
Yeah, Julia Reed.
Julia Reed. That's just going to be great. We've, you know, talking about generation skipping taxes a little earlier in the show. We were talking about non-U.S. citizen gifting. My goodness, what about converting your IRAs into Roths? What about planning for your retirement accounts? What about an asset-protected retirement account? Special needs planning. We just talked to Arlena, and, you know, disabled herself, managing a disabled child. I mean, come on, guys. You know, it's a tough life out there. And, you know, how do we deal with these issues? And that's just, you know, a handful of little things, and it's over and over and over again. And trying to help families put this all together such that everything works. And I, too, have appreciated working with you and the integrity that you bring to the financial industry as a fiduciary is, that's extremely rare. I think my numbers indicate there's about 1.1 million licensed financial advisors, and around 11,000 of you are fiduciaries, so a very distinct
minority. Full-time fiduciaries, by the way. A lot of people hold themselves out, but they're duly registered. So they're registered as both a fiduciary and a broker dealer, where they only have to give, you know, suitable advice. So there is a difference there. Yeah.
And you know what? We'll talk about that difference here. We got to take a quick break, and your partner in law will return.
My father always used to say to me the three worst words in the English language, and I used to say it right along with him: shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregorick, and let me tell you, it is complete. No shoulda, coulda, wouldas here. Rick Gregorick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there's so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything you've saved. And maybe most importantly, Really, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do, to find out about all the different plans they offer, like the plan we got that'll pay my estate back if we never use it. Brian does have a few classes coming up in January. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com.
Much of your future will be spent in retirement. Hi, I'm Money Radio host Don McDonald, and the critical nature of retirement is why I helped create the Puget Sound's premier retirement planning event, RetireMeet, 5 years ago. Please join me and Cairo's Rick Gregorick on February 16th at Meydenbauer Center for our best RetireMeet ever, and save 50% on your ticket only through Monday at RetireMeet.com. This year we have two incredible keynote speakers, Dimensional Funds Weston Wellington and best-selling money author Dan Solon. So please join me along with the consumer man Herb Weisbaum, Rick Gregorick, talking about the legal aspects of retirement planning. We'll also talk about senior living, travel ideas, maximizing your Social Security, and share simple strategies to help you cope with the volatile markets. During this flash sale, you'll save 50% on your ticket, which includes a continental breakfast and an incredible box lunch. Those alone are worth the price, so you can't afford to wait. Plus, every past RetireMeet has sold out. Get your tickets now at RetireMeet.com. That's RetireMeet.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
And welcome back to this inaugural show of Your Partner in Law at the 9 o'clock hour here on Cairo and KTTH. And so we're going to go ahead and be on board here for 9 o'clock every Sunday from here on out. And just look forward to meeting all kinds of new folks from the 9 o'clock hour, and hopefully all the 8 o'clock hour folks are still there. So
we've got our first dynamic guest of 2019.
That's right. Tom, you still with us?
Oh, indeed I am.
Indeed he is. You know, Tom, I'm just looking at the myriad of issues that we need to deal with in our planning and how to bring that all together. And just getting the basic foundation and the education and the understanding really is where it has to begin, because how do we have a meaningful conversation with our clients if we haven't set that foundation? And you and Don have set up, RetireMeet now. It's in its fifth year. It's really cool. And not many things last 5 years anymore. And so it's great, and it's gotten bigger and better every year, and I think that's the key thing. And you guys have put on a flash sale for this weekend, so how's that advantage to people?
Well, right now, I mean, the event is February 16th, which in some ways feels a long time away, but it's only, 5 or 6 weeks. And the idea was to give those people that say, yeah, I want to go, the opportunity to get a ridiculously low price. So we're having the flash sale this weekend. So it's just $20 a person. By the way, you mentioned something earlier. It's $20 a person. That includes breakfast and a terrific lunch. So oftentimes you can't even buy breakfast and lunch for $20.
It's anyway. Not at that quality. It's pretty hard.
Exactly. Plus you get all this, and you made another good point that there's a long line of keynote speakers. You're one of them. I'm one of them. Don's one of them. We got the Laurel Beedon on the Social Security. So we have those. And then we have a lot of breakout sessions. On a wide range of topics, Barb Devereaux from our office doing a fantastic one on long-term care options. We've got a guy talking about sort of the emotions of retirement, how to deal with all this. So we've got all kinds, and you mentioned the charitable giving with Julia Reed from Schwab. So all kinds of those other sessions. So it's only $20 a person, but you only have today and tomorrow to do that, or I think it's $35 a couple. So the price immediately, I believe, goes up by 50% after this weekend. So,
and the event
will sell out. So,
and Don told me there's only a limited number of flash tickets. So, if they're all sold out today, yep, there aren't going to be any tomorrow. So, don't wait. Get them today,
folks. You got to go to RetireMeet, and that's E.
And this is
the EET. Yeah, not EAT.
No,
that's a different
like
show.
A track meet. And exactly. This is the strongest sales pitch we're ever going to give you, folks. Come out, get education. So this is like being, we're pretending we're a university and we're advertising for students. We want students to come, and we want you to learn from this rather distinguished panel. I feel honored to be part of it. My goodness, there's going to be some fun stuff there. And, Ted was saying earlier, Tom, that rarely does he or I, any of us, go to these events and not learn something, even though we've been doing this for 20, 25 years or 30 years. You learn something because life's constant change and there's always something new coming on board and keeping up to date. And that's our job, is to try to keep everything up to date and how to do it. And my goodness, you know, got Pete Finland out there as a retirement transition retirement coach.
He's great.
And I think for some folks, that's going to be fantastic. And the other one I'm so glad that was added this year is a component for financial fundamentals for ladies, female financial fundamentals. I think that's great. We have
some unique challenges for women. I mean, they live longer. If you get divorced after 50, which is a huge growing number, then they've got some other challenges. So, yeah, it's a terrific session.
Well, so many times
the Barb Devereaux's done, but yeah.
So many times the marriage, the husband dies sooner, and he was sick for two or three years before he died. Estate finances got gutted. This is a serious problem for our ladies, and we work very closely with them in dealing with this. But also, how should a married couple set up their affairs so that this doesn't happen? I mean, we've got to, you know, I can't prevent someone from getting ill. That I wish I could do that, but there's other people working on that. But what we can do with your assistance and with the planning and the financial management and our CBA buddies and doing all this right, we can help shape the outcomes of these very undesirable, devastating events, such that we're not, you know, doubling down and saying, well, gee, one's so bad, but that ends up bankrupting the other. So these are really tough problems. There's not easy solutions, but it starts with education and a discussion.
Indeed it does. Yeah, super excited. And again, really, and I know I've said this a couple times, but thank you for being part of this. And Ted's always there and always willing to laugh at my bad jokes, so I appreciate that too. So,
I thought it was your suit.
But it's kind of you guys to do that. It's helped make this event really, I don't know of another event like it, frankly. There's other stuff that doesn't have this full range of all these speakers from all these absolutely critical spots. So,
well, the timing's perfect. We've had, you know, it's at the beginning of the year, every year. I mentioned earlier, you know, the success was amazing. The very first year, 5 years ago, it was done on Valentine's Day. Still over 250 folks came out, had a great day. And it's just it's doubled over time almost. And
I know
the demand is high. And, you know, we fill up Meydenbauer Center, can't get many more people in there. But it's a nice size group, where, you know, people can still have personal time to meet the investor, the advisors and all the different speakers and get their collateral material so they can take it home and read it and study it and really become informed, wise consumers in this estate and financial planning area. Tom, last words. We got to get out of here in about a minute and a half or so, but last words here on 2019.
Well, I think, again, and you've touched on this really nicely in this hour. I mean, number one, anybody listening, if you don't have a plan for retirement, retirement will happen. I mean, if you're 50 plus, you should have a plan. Number two, you should only take advice from people that have a legal responsibility to put your interests ahead of theirs. That's called a fiduciary. Rick's required to do that. We're required to do that. The number is very, very small. Number three is you gotta, part of retirement is trying to get the disinterested spouse. I don't make it gender-based because oftentimes it's the woman dragging the men to this. You need to get your spouse on board with this too, if you're married or if you're in a relationship. And don't just be unilateral about this. Make sure that, because you do a great job with this, Rick, making sure everybody's on board and understands the plan, how it's going to be executed. And I think Retirement does a great job of that. I think you do a great job. And I'm really thrilled that we've been doing this integrated planning together for more than a couple of decades, because I think it really provides a terrific service.
Well, you know, it makes me feel good knowing that, you know, our clients are accomplishing things that, you know, even, you know, some of them, my God, they're hit with some tough situations to deal with. But how we handle that and how we come through that is really the proof of the pudding. Thanks again, Tom. I look forward to a great 2019 and beyond. And, you know, there are opportunities out there despite the market volatility and everything, folks. Hope to see all of you out there at RetireMeet 2019. You can go to retiremeet.com. You can always find it on yourpartnerinlaw.com as well. And we will be back next Sunday for our 9 o'clock show with Your Partner in Law. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.